Here is a simple story about a man rejected by his brothers, sold into slavery, and then raised up to prominence as the leader of a great nation. It continues generation after generation to arouse empathy, curiosity, and delight. In the chapter we are considering this evening, we find Joseph as a wise interpreter of dreams, able to predict what fate would befall his fellow prison mates in a period of 3 days. The prince of the butlers would be returned to his butlership to serve Pharaoh, and the prince of the bakers would be hung upon wood for his offense to the king. We know from a common sense as well as from doctrine that Joseph represents the Lord. Our empathy towards this youthful son of Jacob in hidden ways connects us with the heavens, whose attention is focused not on historical persons, but on heavenly and spiritual things, and especially upon the Lord. Our curiosity about the story with its turn of events and carefully noted details leads the mind to think more deeply about the narrative and its potential for revealing wisdom about our inner states, our struggles and victories, as well as wisdom about life itself. The setting of these events is Egypt, and the king is called Pharaoh. Like the patriarchs before him, Joseph journeys to Egypt, although involuntarily. We recall the prophecy read as part of the Advent story. Out of Egypt I have called my son. Joseph's exile to Egypt marks the beginning of that period when the sons of Jacob were sojourners in this land to the south. Little could they have imagined that here is prefigured that period in the Lord's own infancy when he would be exiled to Egypt to escape harm that was intended for the child Savior. Egypt was the land of learning and knowledge. It is representative of the lower things of the mind, the things of sense, memory, and the delight in these. We see that this chapter of Genesis ends with the birthday of Pharaoh. Here is a glimpse into the end of our external and sensuous life, that it be inspired from within, that celestial and spiritual things might reign, that the Lord's prayer may be fulfilled, as in the heavens, so upon the earth of our natural lives. So it is not surprising that the chief cupbearer and the chief bread maker find themselves in conflict with Pharaoh. They sin against him and they end up in prison, only to find themselves in the realms of Joseph, a fellow prisoner who has advanced to a kind of foremanship over the prison house. Joseph reveals to these two men the interpretation of their dreams. One is restored to his office, one is rejected. Here is a judgment which on the surface may appear arbitrary, for no explanation is given for the respective outcomes of the two. The butler surely represents something within us that can be restored. The baker, then, rejected, represents a part of us that we must be willing to let go of and reject. We will here quote several passages from the Arcana Celestia, letting them tell some of the internal story, even at times as a mirror to show us something about ourselves. That they sinned. Here by sinning, the butler and the baker is signified that external sensuous things were inverted in the inverted order relatively to interior things, so that they did not accord or did not correspond. The butler of the king of Egypt. That this signifies in those things in the body which are subject to the intellectual part is evident from the signification of butler as being that external sensuous or sensuous of the body. The reason why a butler signifies that sensuous which is subject or subordinate to the intellectual part of the internal man is that everything which serves for drinking or which is drunk as wine, milk, water, bears relation to truth, which is of the intellectual part. And the baker, that this signifies in those things in the body which are subject to the will part, is evident from the signification of a baker as being that external sensuous or sensuous of the body. A baker has this signification because everything that serves for food or that is eaten, such as bread, food in general, and all the work of the baker is predicated of good and therefore bears relation to the will part. For all good is of this part, just as all truth is of the intellectual part. And Pharaoh was wroth against his two court ministers. That this signifies that it averted itself from the sensuous things of the body of both kinds is evident from the meaning of the court ministers, who here are the butler and the baker, as being the sensuous of both kinds. The sensuous things of the body, namely, the sight, the hearing, the smell, the taste and touch, are, as it were, ministers of the court, relatively to the interior man who is their lord, the king. For they minister to him, so that from things in the visible world and in human society, he may come into the teaching of experience and may in this way acquire intelligence. And he put them into the custody of the house of the prince of the guards. Here, therefore, the meaning is that the sensuous things of both kinds were rejected by the things primary for interpretation, namely, those things which are of the word as to its internal sense. All things of sense first come as fallacies. For example, it is a fallacy of sense that the Lord's kingdom or heaven resembles an earthly kingdom in respect that the joy and happiness there consist in one being greater than another. It is a fallacy of sense that good works merit reward and that to benefit anyone for the sake of self is a good work. It is also a fallacy of sense that man is saved by faith alone, and that faith can exist in one who has no charity, and also that it is the faith and not the life that remain after death. And so, in like manner, in very many other instances, when therefore what is sensuous rules in man, the rational, enlightened from the divine, sees nothing and is in thick darkness. And Joseph came to them in the morning. That this signifies revealed and clear to the heavenly of the celestial, or the celestial of the spiritual. Morning in heaven is a state of enlightenment. Moreover, by morning is signified in the supreme sense the Lord himself. For the Lord is always in the rising, thus in the morning. Moreover, he is always rising with everyone who receives the truth which is of faith and the good which is of love. But he is setting with everyone who does not receive these, not that the sun there sets, for as just said, he is always in the rising, but that he who does not receive causes him, as it were, to set within himself. Lest what is divine should perish in man, when he is wholly immersed in bodily and earthly things, it pleased Yehovah to present himself as he actually is, and such as he appears in heaven, namely, as divine man. And shall bring thee the butler back upon thy station. That this signifies that the things which are of the sensuous subject to the intellectual part would be reduced into order. Whether sensuous things are in the first or the last place can easily be perceived by man if he pays attention. If he sanctions everything to which the sensuous prompts or which it craves, and disapproves of everything that the intellectual part dictates. Then sensuous things are in the first place, and the man is governed by the appetites and is wholly sensuous. Such a man is but little removed from the condition of irrational animals, for they are governed in the same way. But if he does not sanction them, but from within sees how they stray into falsities and incite to evils, and strives to chasten them and thus reduce them to compliance, then sensuous things are reduced into order, that they may be in the last place. When sensuous things are in the last place, a happy and blessed feeling flows from the interior man into the delights of these things and increases them a thousandfold. Whether a man is rational or sensuous can scarcely be discerned by others, but it can be discerned by himself if he explores his interiors, that is, his will and his thought. The signs are these. If it is observed that a man is in principles of falsity and does not suffer himself to be enlightened, but entirely rejects truths and without reason obstinately defends falsities, this is a sign that he is a sensuous man and not a rational, the rational being closed to him so that it might not admit the light of heaven. The principal sign whether a man is merely sensuous or is rational is from his life, not such as appears in his speech and his works, but such as it is within these. For the life of the speech is from the thought, and the life of the works is from the will, and that of both is from the intention or end. Such, therefore, as is the intention or end within the speech, and the works, such is the life. For speech without interior life is mere sound, and works without interior life are mere movements. Respecting Pharaoh's birthday, and he made a feast to all his servants. That this signifies initiation in conjunction with the exterior natural is evident from the signification of feast as being conjunction through love, and from the signification of servants as being the things of the exterior natural. For when man is being regenerated, lower things are subordinated and subjected to higher things, but they become such servants as are loved by the Lord. Man sees interior things in the sensuous things of the exterior natural, almost as he sees affections in the face, and though still more interior, in the eyes. But these matters are unknown, except because that which comes forth interiorly in man does not come to view except by interior reflection. The quality of the exterior natural is very manifest in the other life, for the faces of spirits and angels are formed from it and according to it. In the light of heaven, the interiors, and especially the intentions or ends, shine forth through that face. If love to the Lord and charity toward the neighbor have formed the interiors, there is a consequent resplendence in the face. And the face itself is love and charity in form. But if the love of self and of the world, the face itself is hatred, revenge, and cruelty in form. From this it is evident what the exterior natural is and what is its use, and also what it is when made subject to interior things and what it is when interior things are made subject to it. Amen.